Presumed consent may not be the answer to solving the organ shortage in the U.S. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser, and that's the latest word from researchers at Johns Hopkins Medical Center. They've been studying countries that have the opt-out system, and they say it may do more harm than good in the United States. Currently, the U.S. has an opt-in system, which involves checking a box on a driver's license application. Changing to an opt-out system allows for removing organs for transplant unless a person explicitly opts out of donation before death. Dr. Dori Segev and his colleagues studied countries that have opt-out programs and concluded that this approach would not help solve the organ shortage. He says with opt-out, the perception becomes we will take your organs unless you take time to fill out a form. He says that is a dangerous perception to have. Dr. Segev says the message needs to be, we only want to use donated organs from people who intended to donate. He noted that enforcing an opt-out policy raises ethical questions and could challenge the relationship between the transplant community and the general public. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.